on, Deary. What are you doing? I unplugged Alex.
Deary.
Because I had to charge Mac.
Deary.
Aaron.
Have you gotten over that tough loss in the show yet?
No. I'm still practicing. I still stink.
Yep, I figured. I want you next, Jerk Balls.
You haven't gonna learn your lesson, kid.
No.
See, I should have.
Gene's gonna be on Xbox tonight.
You fucking better be, that little fucking coward.
Fuck you, when you're gay.
Every time somebody drafts someone, every we do TK drafts, we just call him Mr. Poopy Pants. Paul Pierce.
Aaron. Me and Brent came up with an idea just now, or when the podcast makes our first $20, we'll transfer it right to Bovada. Start gambling with it. We'll win, like, we'll go on a heater that first night, I know we will. You know, it's just bound to happen. And then we could have, like, $400.
$2.50 bets, that comes out to 8 bets, correct?
Oh, well, we gotta win the $20 one, that's the big bet. That's the game we gotta be sure about. And then we convert it to Bitcoin. Yeah, and then we'll get in on all these fucking
pyramid schemes.
And we'll be in.
Bang.
Somebody we'll have Sig Party 20 promo codes and fucking Richie 75.
Use my promo code for a free pack of Bang.
Bane. Bane energy.
Fucking right. Dunk contest and dunk.
Motherfucking,
I mean,
ham sandwich.
Greens, beans.
tomatoes.
Split flat slime sleeves.
That would be a good addition to that song.
What is it, Bell? Click, clack.
Click, click.
Click, clack, slime sleeves. I lost a jerk ball.
How about for next week we could do MTV Channel
37. Yeah. MTV episode RIP when it was good.
Yeah.
Play music videos again.
Now it's fucking Teen Mom and trash. Trash bags on your ass.
Play Wake Me Up on September end.
Ready to roll, boys?
I'm fucking ready to rock with my cock out.
Oh yeah, by the way, I smoked your car outside. One of the nights you feel like getting down. It's just one of them nights. One of them nights you feel like getting down.
All right, folks. Sunday, February 16th, 2:25 in the afternoon. It's episode 36, our Gaylord Perry episode. The creator of the spitball.
Who else? Jerome Bettis, the boss.
Jerome Bettis, the boss, and Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Love that. But, start off with the NBA All-Star Weekend. All-Star Games tonight. Might as well get that out of the way. Everybody got Team LeBron, considering Giannis doesn't know how to draft.
Yeah. I'd say so.
And they renamed the MVP trophy, the Kobe Bryant trophy. That's love pretty
that.
Cool.
I
think Kobe deserves something a little bit higher on the totem pole in terms of honorary awards, but, you know.
It's there,
and that's the thing. I think Kobe does have the most like All-Star Game MVPs of all time, or something. So it's pretty cool.
Very fitting.
There should be a Kobe Award at the ESPYs or something, just called the Kobe Award for somebody who just works their arse off.
I like that. Write that in, and then fucking copyright it, and then get us like $20 for that.
Yeah.
And we
can put that to the Bovada account.
This is my account.
It's the start.
This is my idea, guy.
Real quick. Because I don't want to go too crazy into this. Did you guys watch the roast after the like the events?
I did not.
No, Pelly, did you?
Nah.
Dude, it was actually pretty funny because it was just Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, and Charles. They were just getting roasted. It was Tim Hardaway, JB Smoove, two chicks that I didn't know, and Gary Payton. And it was just funny because Jeff Ross, you know, all he's known for is his roasts. And his was pretty funny. The one that made me laugh so hard, he was like talking about how Tim Hardaway should write a book, and then Gary Payton should write a book, and he looks over at Shaq, and he's like, Shaq, a book is, it's like, it's it's paper that talks, and you hear it with your eyes.
I was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
But, start off with the skills challenge. It was a big man skills challenge. That was pretty sweet.
Shout out Bam. I was rooting for Bam the whole time.
Dude, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Dude, Sabonis is like every single white dude that goes to a high school around Illinois Valley.
1,000%.
The haircut, just the way he plays, like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Something about him. It just doesn't really rub me right. Dude, Isaiah Thomas was pissed drunk. Did you guys hear him when they were getting announced? He just, like, every single person, like, every matchup that got announced, he was just like, oh, I got this person. Like, he had the mic. And, like, it was like, I don't remember who Tatum went up against first round. I think it was Sabonis, actually. He's like, oh, Jason Tatum's nasty defending champion. Like, this dude's nice. And then Sabonis walked by and goes, do it for your daddy. Just, I don't, it's like he was actually drunk. I was, like, kind of convinced. But, yeah, Bam Bam fucking showed out. That was sick. Pat Beverly didn't do well in his home city.
It was all big men.
It was all big men.
It's crazy.
It was actually really cool, too.
Yeah.
I'm kind of pissed that they got rid of that shooting challenge with, like, the three stars from each city.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a woman player, a legend, and then a current player. That shit was cool.
Yeah. They had that a while ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was, like, 5 years ago, maybe. I don't know.
Chris
Bosh. They didn't have it last year.
That's all that matters.
Whoever, I think she was actually the judge in the slam dunk, Candace Parker, she was nasty, too. But, Bam Bam came out on top. I don't remember who really stunk and made me mad. Shea, SGA, man. Yeah. I really wanted him to win, but he stunk. Dude, those bounce passes or the chest passes into the tire, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody can do them anymore.
Bam killed it right away.
Dude,
first try each time.
And, like, the whole time, Reggie and D-Wade, they were just like, they got to get this one. Got to get this one, even for the three-point contest, for everything. Got to get this one.
Reggie was annoying me last night.
Dude, Reggie's very annoying. I mean, he does a good job, like, it's, you know, he knows the game, yada yada, but he's very fucking
repeated
much.
Himself so fucking much. Just kept talking about the ball rotation for Devin Booker. I'm like, dude, I get it. Like,
doesn't use nice much rotation. Legs.
This guy's all arms. He's all arms. Look at the rotation on that ball. It is
every
pure
time.
Sex. It is sex in the air, ladies
Come,
and gentlemen.
Jizz. Every single time anybody shot, he's like, oh, he uses a lot of legs, D-Wade. Yeah, he does, Reggie.
These Mountain Dew balls, man. You got to make these Mountain Dew balls.
Oh,
every
he needs
time.
This one. he needs this one.
Need these. You need these.
But yeah, Bam Bam came out on top for the skills challenge. Three-point contest was fun. I really enjoyed that. Trae Young stunk. Who was the Latvian laser? How do you pronounce that guy's name? Davis what?
Bertans?
Davis Bertans? Yeah, he. What were you saying?
He went up the Bulls, man, back like a month or so ago. And I remember I sent you a picture, and I was like, "Who the fuck is this?"
That's right, dude. I thought he looked familiar.
We were just calling him Wiley, me and Stephanie.
That's brutal.
But he was wet though. We were calling him Wiley, and then he put up 26. We're like, "Oh, all right,
dude." It's crazy. Like, did you guys like the Sprite shot? The three point
yeah,
shot.
I like that.
Like from like 6 feet out.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
It's a nice little addition.
The Mountain Dew shot?
Yeah.
Those are the Mountain Dew shots.
Mountain Holler.
Mountain
Love
Holler.
Mountain Holler. Shout out Mountain Holler. Shout out Save-A-Lot. Shout out Logan Guerrero.
Zach kind of stunk. Not stunk, but he kind of had a cold streak in the three-point.
And it got to him, like, so bad.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
I mean, 23 in the first round normally is good, man. But, like, what, like... Neal put up 27, Booker put up 27, and there are a couple 26s too. Like, he put up 23 and was in fifth place in the first round, man. That's kind of nuts.
Well, he also missed like a full rack. That's what kind of.
Yeah.
Then he made a full
can't
rack.
Do that. Yeah.
But.
Yeah, definitely. And he missed the money rack too. I think he only had two from the money rack or something.
It's a reverse sweep.
Spotty.
Yeah. He said he was pissed afterwards. I just wish he would have been in the dunk contest, honestly. But most of all, I'm still pissed he wasn't in the All-Star game.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do, man? All we can do is piss and moan. We're beating the drum now. It's just like, I think he should be in there, but what can you do? I mean, but that's the thing. Like, there really are no guards. Did Kyle Lowry make it?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, there's one. Well, I mean, even though Kyle Lowry's playing really well, I'd rather have Zach Levine than Kyle Lowry in the All-Star game in terms of cool plays, sickle mode plays, but, you know, that's why I don't pick the fucking teams, because then LeBron wouldn't be in it. But,
and the owners would lose money.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good point. That's really what it comes down to, actually. Another thing about the three-point contest, every single time somebody would hit their first shot, Reggie would be like, oh, go Good start.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Can't do better than that, Reggie.
I wanted Devin Booker to win that so bad.
After Zach LaVine was out, I wanted to see Booker win it too. Dude, Booker's got like the nicest teeth I've ever seen on a human being in my life.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous of that, man.
Yeah.
When he smiled, I was like, Jesus Christ, you're wearing grills, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But nah, them's just his teeth.
Some pearly whites.
You, you can just customize your teeth nowadays?
Really?
Yeah, they grind them down and they will literally like customize your teeth for you to make them look however perfect you want them to look. Sean Avery was talking about this on the Spittin' Chicklets podcast because he's like big movie star, model guy now. He used to play in the NHL, but his teeth look like they're like white and just shining bright, like, and they're huge. They look a little too big, but another guy got it done too. They were all like, all these rich people are talking about it. You know, you can customize your old teeth. The whole rack.
I'd imagine that costs fuck you money. Or
fuck you money for sure. And they said it hurts like really bad. Like, there's literally like a drill going to your teeth, and they grind them down, and then put your new teeth in there.
I remember one time I like told you you had big ears, and you go, "Yeah, well, you got big teeth."
I have a unfortunate experience that grinding down the teeth. Not a good time, man. Even though they numb me the fuck up, and basically against my will, it's still like, man. I mean, that drill just going against your tooth, man. And you can like feel the like fragments of your tooth like hitting your lips and stuff. It's not a good sensation, to say the least.
It just sent a chill down my spine. I just imagined you sitting there, like, fucking kicking your feet while they're doing it.
that's literally how I felt, bro. But my whole face was numb, you know. Man, it's terrible experience. And it happened to two teeth, not even just one. It's your whole set, man. The whole pair. Get out of here.
You got to give the backstory on how that happened for the folks at home that don't know what happened that brutal day.
Ooh.
Augie beat that ass.
Yeah. Shouts to my dog, Augie. I love him to death. But, you know, we were on vacation this past summer in Michigan. And my tradition with Augie is take him on a walk. And then when you're coming back close to the house, you run for it. Or at least that was a tradition back home. And we were on vacation and we had like this long gravel driveway. So I'm running with him down the road. And then we turn into the gravel driveway. And I turn in and he turns the opposite way. When he turned the opposite way, he cut in front of me. I slid. I went tooth first into the gravel.
Tooth first
into the gravel. I chipped clean my right front tooth. I cut the fuck up out of my knee. I got a crazy scar on my knee still. That's gonna be there till I die probably. I was bleeding from my chin and shit. And then I went to the dentist, and they shaved down the rest of that tooth into, like, a little tiny nub. And then while I was under, basically, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, this other tooth looks like it has a tiny little crack in it, too. So we'll just shave down that whole tooth, too. It was not a good time. I love my dog, though.
Disclaimer, I still love my dog.
it was like, you know, he knew he fucked up. He was sitting there with me, and he was, like, just looking at me, like, clean up all my blood and shit. And he was just like, oh, damn, I didn't mean to do that. I was like, I know, dude, don't worry about it.
That's brutal. I can't even imagine, honestly.
No.
Like, ugh. Tooth first, just knowing. Mm-hmm. Ah.
It's all right.
It was a shock. I didn't even, like, feel it because I was just like, holy shit, like, what happened?
What was the feeling like when you used your tongue to see if your teeth were still there and you realized you chipped it?
I literally like couldn't believe it, you know. Like, it was like sharp, you know, like the end of my tooth was like sharp. I just couldn't believe it. Like above anything, I was just like in shock. I like literally walked into the house. And I had the widest eyes ever. Looked at my mom. I'm like, mom, I chipped my tooth. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I'm bleeding from like my knee and like my chin's bleeding and like my hands are covered in blood. And I'm just like, I chipped my tooth.
You look like you just killed somebody. I chipped my tooth.
Literally,
I mean,
Augie just standing there wagging his tail like, oh, that was a good
walk. Dogs will do that shit with the leash because Cuda drug me like a block when I was like 7 or 8, but he weighed just as much as me. So, or probably more, and he just took off after a rabbit, and I swear to God, for almost like a block, I just held on to the leash, and he was just dragging me on the sidewalk up into people's yards, And my dad was just running after us with the other dog. It was nuts. I just let him go, though.
Yeah. Probably the better thing to do.
Honestly. He was booking it. And I was like, there's no way. I was just thinking in my head. I'm like, I cannot get up right now. Just let it go.
And a big fucking thing of grass in your mouth. Get up.
There's just fucking scrapes all down my forearms. Not as bad as Pelly's situation. It's almost baseball season, so I was a little worried about that, but we're all right.
God, man. That's two good stories, yeah. Too. That was completely off topic. I don't even remember how we got there. Devin Booker's nice-ass teeth.
Damn. What a trip.
Yeah, what a trip. Life's a trip, man.
But Buddy Hield ended up beating him out.
Buddy Big T.
Yeah. Buddy yeah. Big T. Wow.
How about that? It all comes full circle.
I knew we were onto something. But on mixtape they were talking the other day, and Coley was like, Buddy Hield's either gonna get last place and be the first one eliminated, or he's just gonna win. That's just kind of how Buddy Big Teeth works. Buddy Big Teeth won the whole thing. How about that? You always gotta root for a guy like that.
Yeah. I love Buddy Hield. Yeah, ball player.
Dude, at Oklahoma, that was one of the sickest players to watch in college basketball growing up. He was the GOAT.
Those teeth, man, they stick out.
Oh yeah,
I just remember that.
Did you guys see that he's thinking about requesting a trade if he doesn't get back to the starting lineup?
Wow.
Damn, he's not even starting anymore?
No, because he was kind of stinky when he was starting. Then really? He put him to the bench, and then he was good on the bench. They kind of just kept him there.
Hey, do what you do. Play your fucking role, man. Yeah.
Play the hot hand, pal.
Yep. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. I think he's being kind of a diva. Yeah.
I'm seeing an asshole.
As long as you finish out the game when it matters.
You know, speaking of a diva. Aaron Gordon was a diva last night after taking off his shoes, saying, I got 5 foot perfect dunks. Like, dude, so is the dude across from you. Just keep going. Like,
dude, that was I enjoyed the dunk contest. Like,
they started the copying each other, and they had to break the streak. And yeah. They did it to Jones Jr. first, and then it got done to Aaron Gordon. He was acting like he got fucked over. But, you know, goes both ways, pal.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The scores don't accumulate. Like, he fucking knew that. It's not like, that's like in the home run derby, like Vladdy Jr. Like, Vladdy Jr. Got fucked. Like, he hit fucking, like, what, 500,000 bombs in the second round, and then he got beat in the third round, and he's like, duh-uh. Big Meat Pete deserved it. It's just like, I don't know, dude. It just doesn't make sense. They know the fucking rules. Yeah. I mean, did you guys think that Aaron Gordon should have won?
I mean, he
personally,
I was at the bar. I didn't see the dunk contest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was pretty sad about it.
Well, and quick recap for you, Brent. Aaron Gordon was with the TikTok girls the night before that. Meeting them and shit.
Dude, he brought them on the court, and they did the renegade.
He was flirting so hard with them.
They're like 12.
Yeah.
Gross.
The ones, 15 and the 18-year-olds, that was when he was doing the ha-ha-ha. Rubbing his hands together. And
the Spice Adams.
What are the vibes?
Dude, when he brought out those TikTok girls, I glared at the screen.
I wanted to puke.
Fucking kidding
me? They stood there.
They just stood there. And then the lovables come out with them and just do that part. And then the one girl's just standing there laughing. She's just like,
I'm too cool for this. I'll dance for a phone, but I won't dance for a camera on live TV. I'm a fucking weirdo.
Oh, it was terrible.
They weren't even near the dunk. They were just at midcourt, and then he just did the dunk.
Dude, no joke. Like, if this is half court, the chicks are here, and they were dunking here, and they're just fucking doing
it. It was so awkward. Like, Aaron Gordon's running by them and going like this. Nobody's screaming in the crowd. For the listeners at home, he's like putting his hands up. He's telling the crowd to scream, and the TikTok girls are just standing there doing like a slow renegade dance. And it was fucking terrible. And then he goes up and does his dunk, and then everybody's like, "Whoa!" It's like a few claps.
Kenny Smith's like, "Who are these girls?" And then fucking what's his face? It's not Ernie Johnson. Harland. He's like, "These girls are famous on TikTok." And Kenny goes, "Man, I'm getting old."
It's crazy that Kevin Harlan knew that.
No, dude, Harlan, was on D-Wade's ass after the whole, fucking thing happened. And, dude, Pat Connaughton, how do you say his name? Is it Connaughton?
I think that's right.
Dude, he did pretty well. He was just getting scammed by the judges because he's white.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
I mean, dude,
D-Wade did kind of... fuck it over though, because I mean, like, he obviously went for his boy who was on the Heat. Like, he's one of the dudes that gave it 9 on the tackle fall dunk.
Okay.
he wanted to go for his boy, and so he was like, you know what, if we're going to break it, and everybody else thought that it was going to be a tie, like Tomlin said afterwards, he was like, we all thought it was about to be a tie, but there was one nine that they weren't expecting, and it was Dean Wade, it had to have been him.
I agree with the nine, because Taco Fell kind of like fell forward and like bent in. It wasn't like he dunked straight over him, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, personally, I didn't think it was that spectacular of a dunk, but.
This might be a bad take by me. Jumping over people doesn't do it for me after seeing Blake Griffin jump over a fucking car. Just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Like,
but in a way, though, like, this was more impressive than Blake Griffin jumping over a car, though, because the car is only, like, the height of, like, a little bit taller than, like, my bed skin. Right
I'm talking now. Width, though. I'm talking length. Length of the car.
You're right. You're totally right. But he jumped over a 7'4", 7'5", dude. I mean, like, you can take away the head, I guess, so you probably jumped over, like, 7'2".
Whoa.
But
two? A head ain't 3 inches, cuz. I know what 3 inches looks like, trust me.
What the hell's going on? A head's like,
I mean,
he literally...
That's still mad impressive, and he did that, and he cleared the mascot last year on the hoverboard by a landslide, or not last year, but, you know, a few years back. But,
that one was sick.
That one was sick, but he kind of just sat on Taco.
He definitely got scammed more than that Levine. I remember thinking he should have won that Levine dunk contest more than he should have won that one last night, but he probably still should have won the one last night.
Dude, Derek Jones Jr. impressed
was,
the fuck
yeah.
out of me.
He's got
good.
Hopped.
What'd they call him? Airplane mode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool nickname, I guess.
He was doing some athletic shit, dude.
Dude, he was like throwing it down. Like, he wasn't like just dunking, he was throwing it down.
I thought he deserved it. That was just
it's a good night for the Heat, man. It was a really good night for the Heat.
Oh, yeah, dude. And like you said, I mean, they did like, I feel like they did have like a discussion like, yo, let's just end this in a tie, Coach Amps. And then somebody gave a nine. I don't know why they'd let D-Wade even be the guy that gave a 9.
Yeah.
Or, like, give D-Wade the trust to give him a 10. Like, I mean, just let D-Wade give him a 9. Why didn't Candace or Scotty give him a 10? Or was it Scotty or who was it? It was Candace and that other dude who I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, the little guy.
Yeah. The guy who looked like Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Candace, I know she was giving out 9s. She can't dunk, so she's like.
Well, Gary. Well, actually, she was the first woman to ever dunk in an NCAA basketball
game. Can't do that. Can't do that.
They dunked over people like 3 times, I think. With Yelich, Chance, and then Taco. It was like, I get you can jump over people.
Yeah, and like that's the thing. That just doesn't do it for me anymore, dude. It's just weird. Like it's like I'd rather have him jump over a fucking rack of the balls like for the 3-point contest. Do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Long ways.
Yeah.
Bring back the old 2K vibes.
Yeah.
The old props that they put out.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
And just a real quick comment. When we saw the TikTok girls next to Christian Yelich, Steph's like, oh, there's the TikTok girls. I'm like, that's Christian Yelich.
2018 NLM.
I didn't see those.
Christian Yelich. Those are not just the TikTok girls, man. What the hell is Yelich doing sitting by the TikTok girls, man?
He was no... He was paying no mind.
Yeah, he had no interest.
On his phone, and then he'd stand up and take a video, and then he just put his head down. And I think he was with one of his buddies, and he wasn't having it either.
I thought you meant he was mingling. I was like,
no mingling there.
Christ.
That was Aaron Gordon. He'd walk by and rub his hands together real quick. Do a little wave to him, and then go up and do another dunk over some dude that's like 5'8".
Chance is literally 4. And he just kept bringing him out. He's like, man, I'm going to jump over you one more time.
Yeah.
I'm going to just jump over you one more time. It should be good.
Then he takes off his shoes. It's like, dude.
I won. I freaking won.
It's like,
perfect. Get out of here.
Trash. Hold on air fart. That was pretty good. I'm
is
on
that
wood.
Our first ever?
It was
that
on
is.
Wood, so I had to.
Yeah, we're on wood in the new multi-million-dollar studio here, so you'll hear some on air.
Kelly, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely got to wait for that one.
Nice.
36 episodes for our first on-air fart.
Hey, man. We're on pace for a fucking good ratio.
So it's going to be 3 by, like, 108 episodes.
Correct.
Wow.
Did you guys see that Josh said he won't participate in a dunk contest ever now? Just judging off the like judges last night.
They should just have, like, past champions be the judges.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like, I mean, like, you know, like...
All fan voting. All live fan voting.
Now, that could be corrupt, too.
Very corrupt. Bots and shit be awesome.
Now, it's not really a Chicago event without corruption. Let's be
exactly.
honest.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what makes it great.
If there's some kind of poll in Chicago, it better be corrupt. I want to be kind of pissed.
Exactly. Just like how our votes don't matter,
yeah.
like, for the presidency, because... This is a democratic state, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like you, us five men, our votes literally don't matter.
No.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Life's grand.
And that's why we don't sign up to vote, because then we don't have to go to peer jury.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
No, that's not happening anymore. I think it has to do with your license. It's yeah. not
told me. Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I told them.
Well, yeah, and I still get the letters for peer jury. And the one time I didn't call them soon enough, and they were fucking pissed.
And then yeah. I had to go to jury.
Because I'd completely, you know, I'm just like, oh, male's stupid, whatever. I got this, and I throw it over.
It's all junk mail.
Yeah, I just throw it over there somewhere, and then I'm like, oh, shit. The United, all the number kept saying was United States. So I'm like, huh. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to answer that, because, you know, it's all those credit card companies and exactly. shit. And then they started leaving me voicemails. I'm like, yep, that's not a normal call.
You skip out on peer jury, you're going to be fucking on trial, cuz.
No, yeah, you'll
be
here.
I'll be going peer jury for you.
No, I called back.
Hey, it's Gary. I didn't get your phone call.
Hey, what's up, asshole?
You fucking keep calling me at nighttime. But I don't know. I thought Derek Jones deserved it. He did. Yeah. Did he jump over two people into the between legs? Yeah. All right, that's dope. If you can do a collateral, that's sick. Yeah, and like that's the thing.
One of them was a thumb, but yeah, he jumped over two people.
Yeah, that's true. It was a thumb.
It was an up glass.
I don't think he did that.
That was the Bucks guy.
That was white guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Connaughton. That was cool.
That was over Giannis. Yeah. That's like the only dunk I saw on Twitter, because I don't know where I was at, but I just saw it pop up on Twitter. He clutched it and like hit it off the glass. I was like, damn, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And did he get a 50 for that? I think he did.
I don't know. He should have. That was fucking sick.
That was sweet. Dwight Howard's in this dunk contest like 10 years too late. Like,
yeah. Well, how did he do shitty? I didn't hear like one thing about
it. He literally did like. He threw it off the glass and just did like a one arm dunk, and everybody's like, "Oh!"
No, he had like a really cool Kobe inspired ball that was like acrylic. Is that the word? It was like shiny.
Yeah.
And there was like a little paragraph on there for Kobe and his daughter, and then he had like the Superman thing and his cape on, and he had a Kobe patch on his chest instead of the Superman one. And you know, I thought he was gonna do like the free throw line dunk or something, like something really cool. He had a guy stand behind the basket and oop him up. Dunk, and that was it.
He literally caught it.
You know, really cool tribute and everything, but like,
I think it was just for the tribute. I don't think he was
on an 8-foot hoop. Me and Jerkus could just wreck it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I would have fucking 30
fucking times.
I might even hit a windmill.
Yeah. And he literally just caught it straight down.
The other one I actually did see too was Aaron Gordon's like 360 windmill off the side of the
bank. Yeah, that was nasty.
Like, whoa, I was like, okay, that's pretty crazy.
Like, it was a cool dunk contest, just the ending was kind of whack.
Really whack, because they started copying each other.
Yeah.
And then everybody said that Derrick Jones was getting fucked over because he got the nines first.
Mm-hmm.
But then Aaron Gordon gets his nines and he's wham. I should have won two dunk contests now.
My pussy hurts.
I took my shoes off.
Oh, man. He took his shoes off for a dunk?
No, he took his shoes off to say that he won.
He's like, I'm done. I got perfect dunks. Like,
yeah.
Like, while the dude is going, I'm like, come
what
on, bro. Like,
an asshole.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. Facts.
Fuck that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I was
starting clapping and cheering if I was there. But, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude, the faces. Like, dude, Giannis's face was literally like the Pikachu meme after he saw the nines. He's like, oh. It's so good, dude. It'll be a meme forever. Like, seriously. If you've ever seen it on Twitter, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It is going to be meme material for years to come. And it's fucking great. But, I don't know. Every single year, I get excited for this fucking shit. And then it's just like, I don't know. It's pretty underwhelming. Yeah. I mean, even though last night was sick, they're just... I feel like we see the same dunks. Has anybody done between the legs twice? Like, under left, under right? That's... Save that for the fucking finals, Aaron Gordon. Don't just copy Derrick Jones Jr., dickhead.
Well, Derrick Jones did, like, between the legs windmill, I think.
That was sick. Was
fucking sick.
But, like, I'm talking, like, jump under the left, under right.
Yeah, that'd be hard as fuck.
Right. Yeah.
Hear me out. So, next year, they just have past champions stand on the court with, like, the group of guys. It's just kind of, like, chill. Like, they play music during it, and... There's the guys in the middle. It's like the people that you want to see. It's like Zach LaVine, Ja Morant, Zion, like all the guys that you know can just put out on the craziest dunks. And they just kind of go up and just try the craziest shit. Like the end of the Rising Stars game.
Right.
They just kind of pass the ball around and try crazy shit.
Yeah,
and that score. Was sick.
For like 10 minutes. You don't think that'd be good TV? I'd watch the shit out of that.
I mean, that's kind of what it was in like 2014. They had, like, those teams. It was, like, East versus West. And, like, the first, like, whatever. It was, like, the freestyle. And everybody would just take turns going at it. And then,
see, that's even a better format.
That's better than having
than this.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's trash.
Yeah.
It's fucking ass.
That Rising Stars game is pretty cool.
The important is that we're all on the board, it's chill, and we're listening to music.
Well, you know, they do that at basketball games all the time. It's like their shtick.
There's just five people dunking, all the past champions on the court, and there's just music.
You know, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound like that great of an idea.
No, I'm talking about, like,
you're standing around.
You guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah!
You guys know exactly what I'm talking about when they start playing the music at the NBA game. While they're playing.
He's not letting go, he's doubling down.
Marketing genius. Marketing genius.
I know exactly what you're saying. Just like picturing it.
Yeah.
It's just a total different.
I feel like you guys are just hankering down on the music too hard.
No, it's just funny.
It was
like,
a very, like, you know, vivid part of the whole thing. It's chill music.
We got Pelly upstairs on the beats next to Garpax. He's like cussing them out and playing beats. It'd be great.
I can't believe you fucking traded for out of water. That was good, Gary. Gary, that's an idea.
Marketing genius.
Fix the NBA slam.
Sorry, boys.
Gary Toledo edition.
A bunch of old people standing, watching on the court with the pew people just dunking it.
Old people? I'm talking like
you
fucking
said past champions. I don't know. I was thinking of all the
past dunk contest champions.
Yeah, all the people from the fucking 70s and shit. They're all this dirt.
No. God, no.
Dr. J, he ain't young.
2000s. 2000s. Like Vince Carter.
He's old as dirt.
Yeah, he had the coolest fucking dunks of all time.
Yeah, he stole his dirt, though.
He'd be like Dwight Howard.
He's not that old.
He's 40s. Like 40s.
Yeah, and he could still
like,
dunk over
that's like
you.
That's like 90 in NBA times.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd so be able to 90. Do wild shit anymore.
They should have gave
a judge.
Oh, I thought a judge. Okay. I thought you... Dude, I was picturing them all just dunking. I was like, all
right, moving on. Spring training started this week. How do we feel, boys? Baseball's coming for, like, I've been saying this forever.
Yeah.
Probably since the beginning of winter. But, yeah, it's coming now.
We're... Dude.
Home stretch.
I'm pretty pumped. I can't lie.
I'm very pumped for baseball. This is the most excited I've ever been. And I was pretty fucking excited last year for baseball, too.
Yeah. Every single year, because it's just like, you know, we're football junkies first and foremost. But I think for all of us, I think baseball is like our second home.
Especially now because the White Sox can actually be relevant this year. And
right.
Me not just hoping for a miracle. So,
it'd be great. Now, I don't think it's a long shot this year. For the
no,
White
I'm
Sox.
Saying now it's not hoping for a miracle. Like last year, I was just laughing and saying, I really hope we make the wild card and ruin everything. Just fuck Jerry because he won't spend any money. But now I take it all back.
But he's now you're hoping for the best record in the fucking AL.
Yeah. Didn't we play six for like a World Series?
On MLB Network, which is very surprising because normally get no love in the South Side from MLB Network. And they put a sixth in the MLB odds. It's not like the power rankings. The MLB World Series odds for this year, and it went Cardinals at 4, Braves at 5, and White Sox at 6, right before those dirty trash bag Twins.
Nice.
Love that.
Where are the stinking Cubs at?
We're not on the list.
That's too fucking bad. That's tough.
Sorry.
You don't like to hear that.
Jason Kipnis and that Souza guy wasn't enough for this offseason.
Weird.
And getting rid of all those shitty-ass pitchers they just randomly acquired, like, kind of late in the season, like a little bit after Kimbrel. You guys remember the Cubs signing all those shit pitchers, like Derek Holland and
Derek.
The Collins, what was it, Tanner Phelps? I don't know his name, but these
I think
guys
thinking of Michael Phelps.
Well, these guys stunk. Now they're all signing like minor league deals, and hopefully Craig Kimbrel sucks this year again too.
Oh, we don't have to hope for that; it'll happen.
Yeah.
That guy sucks.
But a full year rest and spring training. Be great.
But dude, Kirk Kimball's beast.
Kirk Kimball. What were you gonna say, Pally?
I just saw the four game series when we swept them at Wrigley, and Kimball gave up like those like back to back nights of just terrible home runs in the ninth. And every time he just turned around and had the same exact look on his face. Like it was just the dumbest look, man. And I was dying laughing. And you just look out at the ball and just be like, run it?
Not off me. No way.
Are you serious?
Dude, I threw that one right down the plate.
Dude, that's the thing. He threw fucking just BP down the pipe every time. And everybody's like, oh, fucking Craig Kimbrel, 2000.
He was as good as Kelvin Herrera last year. And Kelvin Herrera for the White Sox, not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all. And he killed him for years. So
he was good on the Royals, yeah.
Very good on the Royals. And then he was Craig. I can't see it. Say it now.
Craig Kimbrel?
Kimbrel-esque. Because you just go up there and whip fastballs right down the middle. Little chest high, just fucking. Back to back homers all the time off him. Like, get this guy out of here.
Trash bags on the ass.
That's exactly what I was saying.
I wonder how many blown saves he's had compared to actual saves last year.
That'll be a stat we'll have to look up and we'll come back with that one next
week.
Full force.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I wasn't prepared for that.
It's going to be not. I feel like it's going to be more.
You think
so? I think it's going to be more blown. He's blown a lot of fucking games for the Cubs. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So many times just watching you see him come in and you just give a four and you're like, all right, cool, this is sick.
3 years, $45 million, I think it was.
Yeah. What was it in the playoffs? 9 ERA, 6 ERA.
5.6. Yeah.
5.6.
Hey, Theo's lead though, right? Fucking asshole.
Yeah, they're getting Arenado, dude, straight up for Chris Bryant.
Yeah, dude.
He's on the cover.
But Miles Michaelis battling arm injury. Cardinals pitcher, Miles Michaelis skips bullpen section with dude, I can't read. I've noticed this lately. If I'm trying to, like,
we all got new tongues.
Yeah,
we're breaking them in. You know, it's tough.
I mean, like, even if I'm just like, if somebody posts a dumb tweet and I'm like reading it to the Xbox Live party, I fucking trip over my words like a motherfucker.
Man, English is hard.
Words are hard.
Gotta break in the tongue, man. Gotta get it rolling.
Guy's got a fucked up arm.
Gotta warm up with the sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
Read the dictionary a little bit.
Yeah. Good point.
Warm up the sticks.
But have you guys heard anything about Jordan Hicks?
I have not.
I don't know if he's
anything. I just saw that he just started throwing or, you know, playing catch and stuff. So he's still a ways away, but he's coming along.
So we're looking at like June, July.
So when did we lose him? Like mid season?
June, July last year, maybe early August. I remember it was against the Braves.
Ugh. So I'd be shooting for yeah, around like All Star break ish, you know, somewhere around there. But the important thing is like, man, like I just realized like how great our bullpen is fucking about to be, man.
It's really like, good.
Not only did we, I love that we're bringing Carlos Martinez back to the starting rotation, because man, like in my eyes, like Carlos Martinez still has the upside to be a number one, like in a normal rotation, right? That doesn't have Jack Flaherty. I still see that Carlos Martinez, and you know, he went through the tough stretch at the end of the year last year, but he still was like a really good closer for most of the year when he was in there. And I trust he'll have a good year. But on top of it, man, like our bullpen was rock solid this year. You're talking about. I know John Gant didn't even make the playoff roster, but I still love him coming this year. Hopefully, Miller has a good year. You know, Gallegos.
Brebbia,
like, and that now you're throwing in. Hopefully, Alex Reyes will find. I have a good feeling about Alex Reyes' point. I actually think that this might be the year that he's healthy and we get to see him for more than like 8 innings. And on top of that, you got Andy Liberatore coming into the picture too. So I mean, man, I love our arms. I am so excited for our pitching, and hopefully I'm also excited. Like, I was, me and Brett were talking about it. Like, just watching the videos of these guys taking BP is so satisfying. It's great.
That's like the best part of spring training. I've seen a few of them, like Eloy's. I saw Dylan Carlson's and other big name, Nolan Gorman.
Yeah,
he was right behind him warming up. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah,
I love seeing those.
It really pumps you up, dude.
Just a crack of the bat.
Yeah, dude, for real. Honestly, it really, like you said, satisfied just because it spring training is the time where like dudes like Dylan Carlson, Nolan Gorman. You're fucking, what's his face? I'm blanking right now. Luis Robert, and what's the other one?
Nick Madrigal.
Nick Madrigal. I was going to say Delmonico because I fucking mash with him in MLB The Show. But
he's back this year, too.
Yeah.
Great flow on that guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He brought the flow back, so.
Oh.
I like Nicky's. Sometimes he'll come up, he'll bat like 150, but he'll hit a walk-off. Make like 3 diving plays in the outfield.
Sounds like David Bodie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know, dude. We saw Matty Carp change his swing. He's not that two-handed bullshit anymore. Like, dude, get with the times. Like, fucking use your body. You don't have to. He was all hips before.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Literally just, he kept the bat still and he just used his hips. Now you see some fucking torque in those hips and uses them as arms. Let's fucking go. He should still be batting eighth in the order, though.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not start still, honestly.
Correct. But something tells me he's going to be on the opening.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I mean, it's opening day, though. It's hard not to. Veteran, you know, give him a spot. Yeah. But
it's the name.
Tommy and shit's falling out like that, you know? Got to give that man a spot, too.
For real.
I'm really starting to realize, too, in the MLB is that, like, opening day rosters are, you know, except for those set in stone teams that are just great out the gate. But most teams aren't like that. Like, you're the high point of your team is going to come in, like, that June, July range after the trade deadline and all that.
Right.
Like, that's the powerhouse of each MLB franchise coming together every year, because then those are your young guys coming up that are ready now and you could make trades. So that's like prime time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when baseball matters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it. Go ahead.
I'm excited to see who is up, like, to start, who gets the call later in the year. Like, I'm excited to see if maybe I'm really excited for Dylan Carlson. I want to say, I hope that he's up to start the year. But if he gets brought up, because, I mean, also, we have Lane Thomas, and Lane Thomas has been looking good. Looks like he put on some muscle this offseason. His swing is looking good in BP. I know it's just a bag practice, but shit, you know, like, he looked pretty good. And Harrison Bader looked good, you know. So I'm just excited to see who's up and who's not. And like Gary said, that and then we'll see what happens come like, June, July. But, man, I'm excited. I cannot wait for the season.
Beautiful. AL East, this one I feel like will be chalk, but there is a sleeper team in this division. Obviously, I'm going the Yankees. The Bombers, they have very, very seldom amount of left-handed bats, but the rotation got a lot better, obviously. Adding Cole, we'll see if he's good without cheating. But, I mean, I don't know. Something just tells me the Yankees are going to go deep this year. I feel like they're definitely going to make it to the World Series. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
But keep an eye on the Tampa Bay Rays, man.
Yeah, they were good last year.
They were really good. I think they had like 96 wins last year. And I mean, that just fucking got swept under the rug. It's weird. Life comes at you fast. Yeah, but I'm going Yankees. I don't think the Red Sox are going to be all that great. I mean, Verdugo for Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah.
And I mean, they lost David Price and they paid them $40 million. It's just like, what are we doing?
What? Are you forgetting about the Orioles?
Oh, yeah, I must have. Jonathan Villar.
Yeah.
Trey Mancini.
Trey Mancini's a beast. I didn't know that guy was, like, 32. I thought he was, like, 25.
Nah, yeah, he's a little
he's old.
He's good, dude.
He is good.
He's very good.
He needs to get out of there.
What do you guys think, AL East?
The Yankees.
I'll take the Yankees.
Got a lot of payroll over there,
yep.
I've heard, so
yeah.
That might help.
It's true. Aaron? Yeah.
Yeah, got to the Yankees, and I feel like the Rays will find their way in, though. I feel like they'll definitely be
throwing
around
100
wins again, no doubt.
How do you guys feel about the Jays, Blue Jays?
They're coming up still. They'll be like the White Sox like 2 years ago, maybe.
Right. It's just like crazy. They got like five dudes that they drafted that are going to be fucking studs. I mean, obviously, Bichette and Vladdy Jr., but they got Gurriel. I don't know. His first name's hard to pronounce. Lurius.
Just call him Louis.
Yeah, and then they got Kevon Biggio. Like, they got some fucking studs in that. And then they got they added Ryu over the offseason, I think. Right? Didn't he go to Blue Jays?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Keep an eye on the Blue Jays. I don't know.
Didn't the Yankees have, like, an injury bug last year?
Yeah, and they still got fucking, like, 95 wins. And,
jeez.
I mean, dude, they brought up Miguel Andujar, and he just fucking mashes.
They like brought up their people and they were like doing better than the starters that were injured.
And then they fucked over Clint Frazier.
Yeah.
I think that's his name.
Clint. Yeah, the ginger guy. Right?
Yeah. He like was so pissed because he was just doing so well and then he got sent back down.
Yeah, he's like, I'll probably get traded.
So
do they still have any big injuries or are they still?
I think they're ready to go. But I mean, you could pretty much pencil in Stanton for 80 games missed.
Yeah.
I mean,
he seems like a bot.
He's a prototype that's very fragile.
Yeah.
He's just a fucking beast of a man. I can't stay healthy.
If he's healthy, he's hitting 55 home runs a year.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. When he comes back and he's 50%, he's going over 3 with 3 Ks every game.
Yeah.
All right, next. AL West. This division got interesting, kind of, because the Angels got a lot better. I mean, you got Mike Trout some. Oh, I forgot they didn't get Jock Peterson. Like, I don't know what happened with that, but they just, like, kind of backed out
of the deal. Just closed the deal, yeah. But Jock Peterson's got to get traded. He's way too good to sit behind Mookie. So
right.
What are they going to do with him?
Who is their outfield now? I'd imagine they're going to put Mookie in center.
Mookie, Bellinger.
Bellinger and right. And I don't know who's going to play left.
There, I think there's...
Peterson's a left fielder, isn't he?
He's a right fielder.
Right fielder.
Is he?
I mean,
he
can play
matter,
both.
Yeah. MLB level, you should be able to play right left field.
I thought there was somebody else that they were going to start over.
Kike, maybe?
Jack. No.
Kiki? Do you love me?
Are you smiling?
Oh, man. Because I think Chris Taylor just got an extension.
Chris Taylor's good.
Is he like a shortstop, though?
He's like a utility guy, like kind of like Kike.
I'd imagine he's a better fielder than Jock because he's got to be faster than him.
So. Like we're missing someone, but I don't know.
I think we are, too. But nonetheless, I'm going to go to the Cheetahs. Cheetahs win. And is Greinke still there?
I haven't heard anything about him leaving or anything.
Me either, so I'm just going to assume he's there.
Yeah, probably.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to go with Houston just because, I mean, they didn't lose any bats. They obviously lost Garrett Cole, which is going to suck, but something tells me they're just going to fucking cheat their way to the
Wins. Yeah. I'll get that spin rate up on some scrub in the AAA.
Yep.
I'll get that propped up. Have that 2 year A all year.
Yep. Crazy how that works. We all in agreement, or?
Yeah.
It's hard to not just go off, like, last year standings.
Yeah, no, it is. But, hey, keep an eye out for the Athletics. They were good last year. Steven Piscotty's going to be an MVP candidate this year, mark my words.
I like
it. Former Cardinal. Next, we move to the NL. NL East. This division's going to be very tough, just looking at it. I mean, there are three good teams, and the Mets are okay. I mean, they have probably the best rotation in baseball, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Could be a dumpster fire, could be good. Like, that's always well.
Yeah, I mean,
for real.
DeGrom, Syndergaard, and Stroman, though, that's fucking nuts.
But last year it really wasn't all that great.
No, exactly. But they did go on a little run in September.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, fuck. Pete Alonso was fucking just crushing baseballs out of every park. Baby.
Jeff McNeil was really fucking good last year, too. He's like 50 years old. But
Michael Conforto's MILF mom was getting sent around all over Twitter.
Nice.
Love that.
But, dude, I'm going to... Fuck, because I fucking hate the Braves.
Didn't they choke last year?
The Braves?
Yeah.
They got their ass whipped by the Cardinals. Yeah. 10-run first inning.
Nice.
That was the best day of my life.
I was so pissed because I had to go to work. And, like, in the first, like, I think the game started, like, 3:45 or something like that. And, like, right before work, I just see 10 runs in the first game. I was like, all right, well, I guess I can go to work now.
Yeah.
I think the game's kind of sealed.
I remember seeing a tweet. It was like, and Acuna, deep to left, and it's gone. The Braves are down 84-2 with 2 outs left in the ninth inning. Yeah, let's go. But I'm going to go with the Phillies, dude. I'm going the Phillies. Fuck the Braves. I feel like adding Marcel and losing Donaldson is not a huge upgrade. Like, I mean, you know, in a lineup. Like, I don't know who's going to play third. I don't know if Austin Riley can play third, but...
Marcel at third.
Oh, God. That'll be interesting if that's the case. But I'm going Phillies, man. Bryce Harper's got to do something. JT Realmuto's very good. Rhys Hoskins had a very bad year last year. Something's got to give. Yeah. It's either they're going to be really good or they're going to be fucking dog shit behind the bats.
There's going to be just the dog meat in the fucking NL East.
Miami Marlins.
Mm.
Cooking bacon.
Some dude's boxes.
What do you guys think for this division?
I think it's going to be the Braves again.
I don't know much about this division, but I'm going to say fuck it, Mets.
Mets?
I like it.
How about them Mets?
How about them fucking Mets? Shout out to fucking
Mets.
I don't know dad's name, but shout out to the dad.
Wizards of Waverly Place. Real ones now.
Fire show.
Going with the Washington Nationals.
Even defending champs.
Rendon, pitching staffs, Foyer. Juan Soto is the real deal. That kid's Foyer.
Really
just
got to
stop fixing his nut cup all the time.
I hate him.
A little weird. A little weird. Enough with the
says
nuts,
it gets
man.
Him hyped up.
Yeah, right.
It gets him horny is what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I mean, hyped and horny, you know?
What
maybe
an
they go hand in hand for the guy.
Get the testosterone pumping.
Holy shit.
I mean, I think he's the real deal.
He's good.
Definitely the
Rakes.
Best young player in baseball.
Wait, is that the dude that steps out every single...
Yeah,
dude,
steps
I don't like that.
Grabs his dick.
That's annoying.
Hold my dick.
Yeah, very annoying.
I'm not a fan of his, but he's very good.
And then Miles struck him out and grabbed his dick out.
Yep.
And that was fire.
Turned to the bench.
And then we got swept.
Yep.
Yeah,
we sure
cool.
did. We sure did. Pelly, what do you got?
I'm with you. I'm going with the Phillies. I feel like, yeah, you're right. Like, Bryce Harper does have to step up. But also, they signed Didi Gregorius, and they hired Joe Girardi. So, shit. I like what they did this offseason a lot on top of their already really good roster. So, yeah. I feel like this is this could be a Phillies type of year.
I don't hate that. I mean, even though a few weeks ago I said if anybody's on the other side of you, they're probably right. This time I'm on the same side as you, so we're both probably wrong.
Yeah.
if history repeats itself. Next we got the, I mean, I'm going to keep saying it, toughest division in baseball, NL Central. I'm not going to say too much about this. I'll save my fucking breath.
Birds all day.
Bird gang.
Bird, bird, bang, bang, bird gang.
Gary?
I'm going to go with the Birds, and I'm going to have a hot take for second place. They're going to be clawing back in the Cincinnati Reds.
Dude, I like it. I was just thinking about it. They're going to be good.
I think they're going to be a bunch of dogs this year, and Derek Dietrich's going to be fucking the biggest asshole he's ever been.
And just walking with MVP or something?
No.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know who's going to play where, because they got Moustakas. I never know how to say his last name.
Moose.
They got Eugenio Suarez. They got Freddy Galvis. They got Derek Dietrich. They got Joey Votto.
Damn.
They got, yeah, and they got fucking, who am I missing?
Aquino?
Oh, well, Aquino's
in
the field. Okay, hold on. From third to first, Suarez, Freddy Galvis, Dietrich or Moose has to play second base.
Yeah.
Dietrich can play left, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and then Joey Votto, I mean, that's a good-ass lineup.
Man.
They got Luis Castillo. They got Trevor Bauer. Those are two legit ones. I mean, they're going to be good. But,
boys just got to stay healthy.
Yep.
Pitching's just got to back it up.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. If the bats are good this year.
Yeah.
The pitching, I have so much confidence in the pitching.
Yeah.
It's the bats.
Because that bullpen
is
fucking
batting over 300 this year.
I need an OPS over 950 from him.
Okay. Well, it's going to be over 1,000, so.
Oh, boy. Those are video game numbers. Rather be in the Hall of Fame than play on Hall of Fame, because.
Well, he's doing both.
Pelly?
Oh, you know I'm going to Birds.
Yeah.
Like Brent said, I'm really fucking excited for Paul Goldschmidt this year. You know, I think that he kind of settled in. And I think that he's going to have a bust out year. I saw some betting odds, and it said that he was 12th. Favored to get that MVP for the NL, and I was like, hey, how about we make a run for this Paulie G? Let's do it. I think that he could fill a void for, I mean, help fill the void for Ozuna, maybe step up and fill that gap a little bit himself. And like you guys, I really do think the Reds can finish in second. It's probably going to be either the Reds or the Cubs.
No.
In second, because I really don't think the Brewers are going to be great this year. And the Pirates are going to be awesome. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a horse race for who gets second behind the Birds.
Strong agree on this side of the table.
Disagree. Cubs last.
You think?
Yeah.
Like, no bias.
That'd be crazy.
No, they're probably going to be driving the Pirates.
Yeah.
Josh Bell wins the batting
order. I think the Brewers might be doing something. I don't know.
I hate the Brewers rotation.
Yeah, Brewers, that's the big point for me. I was honestly going to say maybe the Brewers can make a big run for it again, but I just don't think that they have the beef behind them in the pitching.
They'll just bring up some random people, and they'll probably just end up being good, and that's usually how things go in baseball.
Correct. Josh Hader just wasn't it last year.
No, he really wasn't.
He's kind of stunk.
And I watched a really good YouTube video the other day. It was the best games of 2019, and I got to see, like, everything. It was really cool. I got to see Carlos Martinez at the beginning of the year being a fucking stud, and at the end of the video, some of his best games were him getting blown out. And then...
Oh,
damn.
Number two!
And then you got to see, like, both sides of these really good pitchers. Like, Josh Hader was a part of some of the best closeouts of the season. Then he was also getting rocked. So that's a really good watch if you're itching for a little baseball.
If you're stoned laying in bed at 2 a.m., that's the move.
Yeah, it's like a half hour long. It's just baseball. Great moments from last year.
Nice.
I like it.
All right, let's wrap it up. NL West. Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers will win the NL West.
The Diamondbacks are going to win, baby.
Diamondbacks were good last year, dude.
What's his name? Carson Kelly? Carson Kelly for MVP.
Ketel Marte for MVP.
Okay.
He was
that's
nasty.
That's probably more likely, but...
He was fucking
good. Carson Kelly for MVP. First catcher to do it since.
Oh, and the Padres.
Ever, honestly. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Padres are brown and gold again, so they could be good. Mm,
my expert pick would be the San Diego Padres.
Nice.
Wow. That is such an expert pick.
Everybody bet on that right now. The Padres.
Also, I don't think we reviewed our music last week. They were all tens.
Oh, yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Tens.
10.10, yeah.
Strong agree.
Okay.
Pelly?
Yeah, definitely. Tens.
What do you got in the division?
Oh, Pelly's going to come out with the Rockies, pulling it out over the Dodgers.
I'm going to Dodgers, too. I'm going Dodgers. Rocky
start off hot. Arenado stays. Win it all.
But then Padres come out of nowhere.
take them out.
We were all on the edge of our seat for that one, Pelly. We would have never guessed. Dodgers. Speaking of which, while we're on the Dodgers, I was a Bellinger guy before. I really like Cody B. He's a savage. I love a good left-handed bat. But the shit he said about the Astros the other day made me a gigantic Cody B guy.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
That was a cool interview.
He's like literally just ripping into him. Like, just like, did you see it?
I did not see it.
No?
He destroys him, dude. He just
talks shit about them. That's he's like, yeah, I mean, I know if I were to hit a fucking nuke off Aroldis Chapman to send my team to the World Series, my first thought wouldn't be, don't rip off my jersey, and I go to the tunnel and switch shirts. Like Gary Sanchez said, if I hit a walk-off home run, you could rip off my shirt, you could rip off my pants for all I care. I know I'm going to be hyped up with my boys for that. I'm not going to run to the tunnel and do that. Nah. So, shout out Cody B, man. Let him fucking know.
He did. He gave it to him in every aspect. He was just like, you know, I have a lot of respect for these guys. Well, I used to. He's like, at this point, the way they're defending themselves and the way they're carrying this out, he's like, I've lost a lot of that. And, you know, he's pretty much just saying straight up, like, that ain't it. And, you know, it's, you guys cheated right in everybody's face, and now you're defending it. Like, Carlos Correa, gigantic pussy.
Dude, I'm out on Correa. Oh, I love God.
I'm sad. Yeah. He's like so much. He's so cool.
Yeah.
And due to some technical difficulties, we had to cut the podcast about 7 minutes short right there. To summarize the last 7 minutes or so, the Astros apologizing, it just doesn't work. They're really bad at it. Jim Crane is really bad at it. Carlos Correa, we're all out on him. He's talking shit about Cody Bellinger and acting like he has something to defend in the fact that they cheated and won a World Series and for 2 other years on top of that. Our boy Brent claims that maybe it'd just be better if they would have just said, yeah, we cheated and we're going to keep on doing it. Maybe as a point. One thing is for certain, the Astros have nothing but pressure on them to be great this year, more than any team I can remember in recent MLB history. They are public enemy number one and will remain that way for a long time, honestly. Thank you for sticking with us, and thank you for listening to Irrelevant. We appreciate you guys, love you guys, and yeah, be beat, drive home safely, if you're driving.